Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. Ooh, we've got a... This is an episode I'm a little bit nervous about. And I've gone back and forth in my head, I don't know, 20 times on if I should make this an episode or if it's something I should just share with my clients or if I should just not say anything at all and kind of keep it for myself. And when I have those moments and doing this for 9+ years, I've certainly had many times where I'm like, oh, should I do that? Should I talk about that? Should I say that? One of the things that I always do is ask myself why I feel the hesitation. And in this case, and in most cases, it's fear of judgment. Fear that people aren't going to understand or people are going to criticize. And for me, I just don't want to make decisions based on fear of any kind, and certainly not on fear of judgment. Because if I only put out what I think will be well received, then I'm not really pushing the envelope. I'm not being my true self. I'm censoring myself based on my perception of what'll go over nicely. And I just don't want to be that kind of person. And so I'm putting this episode out there and we are going to have a giveaway. I'm going to share it kind of towards the end though, because it's going to tie into this episode. I want to give a little bit of an upfront disclaimer, I guess. This is an episode about health. And I know this episode will not resonate with everybody, and probably no episode does resonate with everybody. In addition to being about health, this is an episode about my own relationship with God. And I do believe that even if you don't believe in God, you will find value in this episode. And I actually have a suspicion that the greatest criticism of this episode won't come from people who don't believe in God. It'll come from people who do believe in God, but don't believe or don't appreciate or get upset with what I'm going to share. So our relationships are all unique, right? There's whether we're talking about our relationships with our kids, my relationship with my kids and how I interact with my kids is going to be different from how you interact with your kids. And it doesn't make one right and the other wrong. Or with spouses, how I interact with my spouse probably looks very different than how you interact with yours, but it doesn't mean that I'm right and you're wrong or vice versa. And I think that the same is very much true with God. Just because of what I'm going to share today, that doesn't make it true for you. And your relationship with God might look very, very different. And that doesn't make you right and me wrong or vice versa. So I know that talking about God can be a tricky thing. It can be a triggering thing, especially because people hold really strong beliefs about God and how God works and all of those different things. So this is just my own. It is not the only way, the right way, true, not true even. It's not even like this is the truth about God. This is just an experience that I had related to health that was meaningful enough for me to want it to live here. So come what may, come what may, no matter what you do, somebody's not going to like it. You know what I mean? So I have shared on the show and on social media a number of times that I have had more anxiety since my daughter Dagny died than ever before. And I think that that is normal. It doesn't get in the way of my day-to-day living. But I think that when you have seen the worst happen and when you have seen really unlikely things happen that cause tragedy, you're just more aware that those things can happen. And so I think that my anxiety is very understandable. That doesn't make it normal or even healthy, but I have had this, it's not constant, but moments of what feels like an intense worry about something happening to my kids. And if you're newer to the show, I had a pretty typical pregnancy with our daughter, Dagny. She came home with us from the hospital after 2 days. Like, nobody had any suspicion that she was ill. Certainly nobody had any suspicion that she would die. And even when she wasn't eating well and we went to get her checked out, everybody thought she was fine. Not only fine, like, oh, she's strong, she's healthy, she's vibrant. And then it was just hours later that she was dead. And that just breeds a distrust in my own instincts, because I believed that she was okay. I never had a thought until it was too late that she wasn't okay. And also, I just have a natural distrust of doctors telling me that my kids are okay now, you know? And I certainly, on the day-to-day, this doesn't come up in any prohibitive way, but if I have a concern, it can very quickly turn into more than a concern. In the realm of anxiety. And so I have this intermittent, intense worry that something is going to happen to my kids or something will take me from my kids. So I often pray over them. And sometimes when I'm doing that and I'm like claiming God's promises for their life, there's like this confused part of me that says, well, but if this is true, then what happened to Dagny? You know, like if these promises are real, if these are things I can believe in, then like what happened there? And this is like a very, just something that I'm working through in my own life and my own faith. So I was praying over my kids and in a very, like, this is my life. I'm very rarely just like doing one thing. I was also on my phone. I think you can pray and be on your phone. I think it's also great to pray if you're not on your phone. And as I was kind of fervently praying over their health, something popped up on my phone that said, and I believe this was divine, the timing. It said, people do not decide their futures. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their futures. And in that moment that I saw this, people do not decide their futures, they decide their habits, and their habits decide their futures, I felt like in the next couple of minutes, I got a very clear word from God that, I'm not saying this is your word, this was mine, right? This was for me. It might not apply to you. It might not resonate with you. Where he was saying to me, I've told you how to care for your health. Okay, if you don't take advantage of that and something befalls you, I didn't do that to you. You did that to you. And the way that I am showing up to protect you is by giving you these resources and giving you this information. And it's funny because I've heard kind of something like this before. There's a story, I'll probably botch it, but off the top of my head, it's like there's this guy in a flood and he's on the top of his roof and his neighbor, you know, goes by and says, grab my hand, I'll help you. And the neighbor's like, no, 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 no. And the neighbor's praying like, God save me, God save me. And then a boat goes by and somebody yells from a distance like, jump onto the boat, you know, you can save yourself. And he's like, no, 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 God's going to save me, God save me, God save me. And then as he begins to drown, he's like, God, why didn't you save me? And God essentially says like, I tried, you know, you have to say yes, you have to take advantage. And it was such a powerful awareness for like my anxiety over my own health. Cause it seems like I have seen more and more stories of like tragedies befalling people or people getting sick and passing away. And it might be just media exposure that it seems like this stuff is everywhere, or it could be what catches my attention, or it could just be that the, you know, numbers are higher than ever. Who knows? Doesn't matter. I have the privilege, and those of you who are listening to a podcast like this have the privilege of knowing how to take care of ourselves. If we don't do that, we didn't do our part. We didn't say yes when help was offered. And so who knows what happens if we just let the boat go by. You know how to take care of your physical fitness, or you know the importance of getting more sleep, or you know how important it is to avoid toxic exposure or minimize sugar or eat fewer processed foods, right? You know you have the information on any level, health or otherwise. That is the opportunity. That is the offer. That is the answer to prayers. But we have to act. We have to do something with that. And then I had the thought, well, but what about this person? It seemed like they were doing all the right things and this awful thing happened. And, you know, I didn't hear like a booming voice of God. I'm sure some people do. That's usually not my experience. But I just had this like very clear knowing when my mental space was like a jumble of thoughts. What about this? And what about this? And what about this? And oh, yeah, I like that. There was just a very crisp, clear, concise thought of, it's not your job to understand their journey. It's not your job to understand their situation. It's not your job to try and make clarity in a situation that you know very little about. Your job is the message for you. Your job is the message for you. Your job is your health. Your job is your life. Your job is your kids, not trying to make sense of everything else that's happening in the world. Because I can do that easily. I just, being in the position that I'm in with the Dagny Foundation, I am presented with really horrible stories of loss and tragedy. And inevitably, every time I think like, how does this happen? How does this happen? But it's not my job to understand that. If I get a clear message for me, it's my job to live on that, to act on that, to take advantage of that, not to be like, well, but how does that apply here? Because I know that as I share this, you're probably thinking of a scenario where somebody did take advantage of all the tools and all the options and they still had an unfortunate outcome. It's not our job to make sense of everybody else's situation. It's our job to see what is for us. And that's why I was saying, I don't know that this message is for you. I just know that this message was for me and I wanted to put it out there because it resonated. And I also think that for those of you who are listening who don't believe in God, there's still a lot of truth in this. You know, we just want things to be easier. We want to get healthier. We want to improve our finances. We want to build the business. And it's like, hey, you have all of these answers, all of these resources, all of these tools laying at your feet. At some point, you have to pick them up and you have to work with them and forget everything else. I wanted to share this because it invigorated me for my own journey and for my journey with my kids and the influence that I have over their health and their longevity and their habits. So I know that it might not speak to you, and I think that that is perfectly okay. But I think also that it will speak to somebody. People don't decide their futures, they decide their habits, and their habits decide their futures. You have everything you need laying at your feet, and at some point, you have to be willing to surrender the comfort zone, to say no to the lies of "I'll start tomorrow, this one thing won't hurt," and pick up the tools at your feet and work with them, whether you're in the mood or not, whether you're overwhelmed or not, whether you're tired, whether there are more appealing options or there are not. That is your work. That is your work. That is your opportunity. That is your gift. That is your potential at your feet. Now, I said we'd do the giveaway kind of at the end of this episode, and I know it's a shorter episode, but I never want to not do an episode because in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's not long enough. Says who? One of the things that is a commitment for me in terms of my health is moderating inflammation in my body, because when we are over inflamed, we are setting ourselves up
for short-term disease, but more importantly for long-term degenerative diseases that really can be catastrophic. And there are a lot of things we can do for inflammation. We can avoid overeating. We can minimize processed foods and sugar. We can reduce our toxic exposure. So many different things. And on top of that, there is a supplement that I really like for moderating your body's inflammatory response. We don't want to diminish the body's inflammatory response because it's a huge part of our health. We want the body to respond with inflammation when necessary. Like if you get something in your eye or you get stung by a bee, like we need inflammation to help us heal in those situations. But when inflammation is on overdrive, we want to quiet it. We want to make sure that it has this adaptive response, responding when it needs to, not responding when it doesn't. Relief Plus is the supplement that I like for that. You cannot get it on Amazon. Every single day I get messages from people saying, I found this on Amazon. Is this it? No. I will put the link in the show description so there's no confusion. I'll also put a coupon code there. I buy like 3 bottles a month because between my husband and I, we go through 2 and inevitably I'm always giving 1 to family members or friends when they come by because I think it's a very important supplement. Without a doubt, one of my top 2 or 3 in terms of importance. Depending on the day, I might say it's my top 1 right now in my life. I feel like it's my top 1. Whether you are just wanting to preserve your long-term health or you are dealing with some infertility challenges or you're dealing with anxiety and depression, all of these things and so much more have ties to an overactive inflammatory response. So this is an all-natural supplement that I love because it really, really works for inflammation. That is what I am giving away today. And the winner is, oh my goodness, did I not pull a winner? Oy. Well, here's what I'll do. I'll announce the winner on Monday's episode. Other than that, I'd have to make you wait while I pull it up. So I will announce the winner of Relief Plus on Monday's episode. Do not let me forget. I won't forget. I'm going to make myself a note right now. But I will also put the link in the show description because I just really feel strongly about this one. This is not something that you can really adequately do for yourself on a daily basis from a diet standpoint. The supplementation piece, I mean, like there's not specific ingredients that you're going to incorporate every single day. Obviously, from a dietary standpoint, there are a lot of things you can do for inflammation in general. We've done full episodes on that approach, nutrition for reducing inflammation, so we won't go into that today, but I will announce the winner on Monday's episode. But for now, just this reminder that the miracle for you, the gift for you, the way that God or the universe is showing up to help you is by giving you the desire to be healthier and giving you the tools and the resources, and you have to pick them up. You have to use them and use them consistently. I'm also going to link in the show description to the waitlist for 10X Mindset. I've talked about this a little bit, but the short version is that I believe the one thing I could do to make change easier for you is help you upgrade your mindset. Because at the end of the day, what we're really limited by is how we think. That is what allows us to fall into excuses or keeps us from falling into excuses is the way that we think. So I have put together, and it's launching in just a week or two, I have put together a 30-day action-based program that is super affordable. It's less than $200. You can go through it again and again and again for just that one-time fee that you pay that's less than $200. But you need to get on the wait list if you want to be the first to be notified when it opens up. You just go to primalpotential.com/10x-mindset, and I will link that in the show description, primalpotential.com/10x-mindset. But don't worry about typing in the URL. Just click the link in the show description, drop in your name and email address, and you will be the first to hear about it. All right. Have an amazing day. I'll talk to you soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.